Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you look at third, you consider Colin Moran your starter? Is it an open competition? Is it between Colin and Cabrian?
I don't think it's an open competition. I think you're going to see Colin there a lot.
That's Derek Shelton. Blowing some hot air, brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling and Ream. Visit aphvac.com. Still need their people to get in touch with my people, because I need an air conditioner tune-up, and there's nobody better than Air Pro Heating and Cooling at aphvac.com. Jason Mackey with the question. I think there's a lot I want to say about this, but hold on a second, Craig. I need to tell everybody that we're brought to you by Pittsburgh Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. I also have a couple of addendums here, a couple updates on the things we've started the show talking about. I said at the start of things here, and you can go to 93.7thefan.com, our stream there, and rewind back to 2 o'clock. We're the only radio company that has the DVR-like technology that allows you to do that. At 2 o'clock, I said that the NFL should move up the start of its season. They should get rid of the two preseason games that they have scheduled and replace them with NFL regular season games. Take weeks 15, 16, and 17, cut them and pace them to the start of the year, and play those games in late August and the first weekend of September. Have week four be your week one games, and then go from there. And that way you get done sooner. Or if you need to delay things, you've got more time to do it. So I said that, and I gave myself all the credit and said it was one of my best ideas yet. A texter tells me, Craig, that Aditi had this idea. This person is now accusing me of take plagiarism.
Pulling a Mueller.
Yikes.
Now, we've had Aditi on since the pandemic hit probably a half dozen times. I don't remember her saying that they should move up the start of the season. Do you?
No. And maybe she shared it somewhere else. And we try to keep track of what Aditi tells people so we know when she comes on. But that's, if she said it in another place...
I can't keep track of every one of her NFL Network appearances or her other radio appearances. I can assure you that I did not steal. If somebody else has a good idea, I give them credit for it. I don't say local radio personality said this or television network reporter said this. I give the person proper attribution. I went to one of the most prestigious journalism schools in America. That's how they taught us to do things there.
Go get your Pulitzer someplace else.
No, I got it at Syracuse, Jim. The other thing I'm now hearing is, and this one is such BS. This is one of those farmer's almanac, one of those old Mother Hubbard kind of old wise tale things that are just completely nonsensical to me. I've had multiple people text me and say that getting crapped on by a bird is good luck. Have you ever heard that before?
I hear it all the time. And not,
you do?
Yes. I would never consider it good luck. It's a day ruiner, potentially. Now, What's good about that?
This happened a few days ago. I've sat on it. I didn't come in the next afternoon and, you know, spill my guts that I got crapped on, because, frankly, I was embarrassed by it for a few days. We've been betting a lot of European soccer. I can assure you, again, that luck that was passed on to me from that bird defecating on me has not applied to the sports bets I've made at all.
If that was true, with how ice cold I've been, I would stand outside until every bird that flew over this building crapped on me.
I can see you on vacation at the beach. You're just out, like, with a bunch of breadcrumbs and stuff in your hands, hoping that seagulls fly over and just absolutely...
Come on, one time.
Unload on you. Oh, man. Shelton, I'm going to play it one more time. This was Jason Mackey on the conference call with the Pirates manager yesterday.
When you look at third, you consider Colin Moran your starter? Is it an open competition? Is it between Colin and Cabrian?
I don't think it's an open competition. I think you're going to see Colin there a lot.
Why? There's my follow-up, Derek. Why? What do we need to discover and learn about Colin Moran that we don't already know? Who are the Pittsburgh sports fans that are intrigued by or interested in what Colin Moran does this year? Who are they? Are there any? When you're a team that has very little fanfare and very little expectation and almost no hope, even in a 60-game season, what is the, pragmatically, what is the point? Like, what is the utility of giving Colin Moran the third base job? He hit 13 home runs last year in a career year. There were 28 third basemen who hit more home runs than him. He's not giving you power. So if he's not a power-hitting third baseman, what are the other things that he offers you that would make up for a lack of power at what is typically and traditionally a power position? Does he run well? Craig, can he run?
Wouldn't call it great.
How about range? Does he cover his position well?
Wouldn't call it great.
Doesn't it for power? Doesn't give you premium defensive work at third, isn't a great base runner. What tool does he have? Just a generic third baseman. And so, what are, like, if he was somebody that you saw in 50 games or 100 games, hit the snot out of the ball and hit a bunch of home runs, and you wanted to give that more exposure and more of an opportunity to germinate and grow and develop. Okay. Colin Moran has been a Pirate for 2 years. He's been given a chance for 2 years to be an everyday player, and he has done an okay job at it. Neil Huntington had, I think, he had to play Colin Moran because he traded Garrett Cole to get him. He was pot committed to Colin Moran. He was, I think, chasing a bad investment. Ben Cherington has no such allegiance to the player. Now, he didn't draft Cabrian Hayes either, but I'm more interested in a guy that we know he can field the position. We know he can field the hell out of the position. And he's a doubles hitter. You just hope the power will develop. If it doesn't, then I guess you don't really have too much in Cabrian Hayes either. But at least there's the potential in him. And this season should be about potential, even when it's down to 60 games. It's not... The only way I thought you could trick yourself into thinking the Pirates had a chance was if they were going to let eight teams into the playoffs. And at that point, you don't even have to be good to make it. You can be average and get in. 1 year in the last 10 years, if you went 26-34, you would have been the eighth team in. Bad teams can get in. And then if it's a best of three or a best of five, anything can happen. So that would have been an argument, I think, to treating the Pirates as a wild card in all of this, because when you're taking, it's a 15-team league, and you're taking eight teams into the playoffs, the bar is not set all that high. Well, now it's the same standard as it's always been. You've got to be in the top five. And I think even for, there are, I'm sure, somebody, if they really wanted to, could give me some 60-game printouts where you've got exceptions where really bad teams after 60 games were in first place that went on to lose maybe 90-plus. But one thing that I believe that we're not putting into that equation enough, that we're not acknowledging enough, is that those were 60-game sample sizes when every team in baseball knew that it was still a 162-game season. So how you treated the first 60 games of the year, different than how you treat the 60 games that are in this season. I don't think teams that are traditionally and often kind of slow out of the box and pace themselves in the season, I don't think the Dodgers and Cardinals are going to lollygag at the start of the year now. They can't afford to. The Nationals, like last year. The Pirates could surprise people, I think, for 50 or 60 games in a 162-game season because teams are more cautious with injuries. They're resting guys more. They're not treating every game like it means a lot. It's April. It's May. It's June. There's a lot of baseball left. That's how you get fluky records for the first 60 games of the year. These 60 games are entirely different, and that's why I think the Pirates, they didn't kid themselves in the offseason in the winter. They shouldn't trick themselves now unless they said, you know what, screw it, and we're going to sign Puig and trade for a pitcher and make two or three moves and commit to this season. But alas, I think that's fantasy. It shouldn't be, but I don't think that that's anything that they're seriously considering. I know it's not something they're considering because another thing Shelton said was, yeah, I don't see us adding anyone. Craig, if you get any confirmation from Aditi that I stole that idea from her, you can apologize on my behalf. But I really think if she had said that, I would have, A, remembered it, and B, it would have kind of gone places. It would have been, here is NFL employee saying season might start sooner. So. And maybe she has a thought on me getting crapped on.
I'll let you know.
Thanks. I think Starkey would have just gone with it too, don't you? I've seen Joe take his shirt off at nice places. I've seen him at kind of classier spots take his shirt off. I've seen him in the studio take his shirt off before.
I was going to say, at least in two different public settings, I have seen Joe Starkey take off his shirt. So, not far-fetched.
You think Colony would do it?
Colony would just wipe the bird poop off with, like, his hand and keep going. He wouldn't let it ruin his life.
Actually, you know what? I take that back with Starkey. Because he's so germophobic, he would get so freaked out by it, he would absolutely go home and shower for like 2 hours and still not feel clean.
He'd be worried that something would like transmit from the bird to him.
Yeah. I have avian bird flu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.